Basin Electric Power Cooperative says its sources of fuel to generate power have changed quite a bit since the year 2000. Basin Senior Legislative Representative Dale Niswog says in 2000, 85% of electricity generated by the co-op came from coal, 10% from hydropower, the rest from oil, diesel, and wind. Niswog says by the end of this year,
we'll have about 24% of our portfolio will be renewables, and about 23% of that is wind.
The rest of that mix, 46% coal and 19% natural gas. Niswog says the current regulatory climate means coal plants are hard to get permitted, so Basin will likely add more wind and natural gas to meet a growing demand.
When you look at the next 20 years, we're looking at growth of about 1,600 megawatts. But just the next 4 or 5 years, we're still going to have about a 600 megawatt growth. And of the growth in our entire service area, almost 80% of that is going to happen in western North Dakota.
While Basin owns some wind farms, it is working out power purchase agreements with other wind developers. Niswog says that's because of the production tax credit for wind power.
We don't have a lot of tax liabilities, so tax credits don't do us very much good. When you look at going in and buying power on a purchase power contract, there's companies that can use those tax credits, and so they put that into the price of wind, which lowers the price to us.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.